Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, Evolokimab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
Crafted for speed. Tested and worn by Bukayo Saka. The New Balance Furon V8 refines the ultra-lightweight, precision, strike-focused design for an even greater sense of speed. A new speed control stud is designed to support control during sudden stops, sharp pivots, and moves used by the fastest players on the pitch, like Saka himself. Experience engineered minimalism crafted to support explosive movement and the sharpest of touches. Learn more and purchase a Furon at newbalance.com/Saka.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network
on News Talk.
Well, last night was about the League of Ireland. Today it's all about Galway as day five arrives. But of course, the weekend belongs to the women, John Duggan.
It does, yeah. Good morning, Pat. The ladies' football final always draws a big crowd to Croke Park. You got the junior final preceding that, Antrim Fermanagh, the intermediate decider involving Leash and Wexford. And then it's Meath against Kerry. 4 o'clock throw in. And me, the favourites, because they won the All-Ireland last year. They followed that up. They consolidated that by winning Division 1 of the league. They're back in the final. Kerry played them in the Division 2 final last year and lost by 10 points. But Kerry, like me last year, are a coming team. They won Division 2. Mm. They scored 4 goals against Mayo in the semi-final. They're outsiders, but they'll have a chance. 1986 is the last time, Pat, that the men and the women in Kerry had the All-Ireland at the same time.
Pressure.
The pressure's on. Pressure. And they haven't won a lady since 1993.
Okay,
so Meath are the favourites. It's interesting, Vicky Wall, their player of the year, is going to Australia. She's going to play for North Melbourne after this, but yeah, you'd have to give Meath the edge.
The Euros then, the women, yeah. And we've got the old enemy for England,
football's
Germany, back
home.
To 66.
Yeah, all that. They've won it 8 times, the Euros, Germany. England have never won it. But they are the coming team. It's a sellout at Wembley. I don't think there'll be any trouble. Like, they beat Sweden 4-0. They've got a great togetherness. The nation over there seems to be really up for it. And their manager, Serena Wiegmann, hasn't lost a game yet with England. So, and she's a proven winner with the Netherlands. So
although nominally Germany might be favourites, but on form...
On form, England are.
Yeah. Good news for the women in rugby as well.
Yeah, like, there's going to be contracts offered, Pat. So we've seen a gap appear now between the English and the French and the Irish in the last few years, because the English are fully professional, the French are semi-professional, the Irish are not being professional. So you can't expect a Grand Slam of 2013 or a World Cup semi-final of 2014 when the gap is widening. And then you had that World Cup, we didn't qualify, yeah. There was a review, there was a revolt, the players went to the government. The RFU, to be fair to them, have stepped in. They're going to offer 40 plus professional contracts across 15s and 7s. Hopefully that will narrow the gap now.
Yeah, and other news in rugby, Leinster have a new supremo in Shane Nolan. Yeah,
coming from Google, business background, also background at Navan Rugby Club, replacing Mick Dawson. Mick Dawson did an incredible job there. 21 years, 4 Champions Cups, like, they're one of the top brands in European rugby, not even world rugby. And we wish him well in his retirement.
You're going racing, I believe?
On Sunday, yes, why not, Pat? Only down for the day now. There'll be no chandeliers and the Radisson or anything like that.
One of my friends sent me a copy of the website, a B&B outside Galway.
It's €1,000, is it?
€503 or something. And only 2 available at this price on our website. And it's something like 7 kilometres outside Oran Mór.
Well, I think that's the case across the country, isn't it? It's just absolutely crazy.
So you're driving home?
Well, I won't be driving, but somebody will be driving me. So look, it won't be a limo now, but it might be actually if I win.
It might be.
It's been a good week at Galway. We have had a few good stories. know, Tudor City became the oldest horse since 1947 to win the Galway Hurdle yesterday. On Wednesday, Hewick won the Galway Plate, cost less than €1,000. Some good stories, always good stories, good crack
at Galway. Now, we have to hark back to last night, and great news for League of Ireland teams in Europe, because Paths and Sligo have advanced, and that means big money.
It does. It means nearly €1 million for Sligo and over €500,000 for Pats. So Sligo beat Motherwell, who were fifth in the Scottish Premiership last season, 3-0 over both legs, had the 2-0 last night at the Showgrounds. An amazing free kick from Shane Blaney.
Like, I haven't seen it yet. I'm dying to see it.
It's like 25 yards out, dipping. Like it's in the net before the keeper even knew. It was one of those great goals. And they'll now play Norwegian team Viking in the next round. They were third in Norway last year in the league there. And Pats won on penalties away to Mura of Slovenia. Mura beat Spurs last year in that competition, the Conference League. So Pats will now play CSK Sofia. So two more rounds to get through to get to the group stage. It'll be hard for them to do it. But like Shamrock Rovers won this week, it's auspicious for the League of Ireland. Great to see it.
But already big paydays in prospect.
Yeah, and that's because the prize money here is poor, has been poor in recent years. So they need Europe to boost the coffers, and then they can hopefully get players in and then eventually sell those players.
All right, John Duggan of Off the Ball. We'll have more from John, I think, after 10, after
yes,
the news.
And then tomorrow afternoon as well, 1 to 5. So.
Very good. John, thanks very much.
Pat.
You'll have a well-deserved rest in Galway on Sunday after your labours tomorrow afternoon.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.